DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
DufferBet Welsh Premier League podcast. I'm Nikki John, in for Matt Webber this week, who's on his holes, but I'm in good company here with Jonah. We've just seen such a match here at Hill, Jonah, between Carnarvon and Bala. What did you make of events?
Brilliant game, fantastic semi-final for the JD Welsh Cup. You know, Carnarvon Town has been the story of the Cup so far this season. And they nearly went all the way to the final. Their fans, by the way, they deserve to get to the final. Their fans, even though they didn't in the end. But they've been a credit to the Hughes Grays League. They've come second in their league, and they've really given the Welsh Cup some enjoyment and some excitement since the first ball was kicked. It's twice they've been on Scotty now, and twice they've lit the programme up.
Absolutely, and I think it's worth reminding people as well that whoever went through today, they were going to make history by becoming. By it being the first occasion that they reached the Welsh Cup final. Such emotion seen at the end there from both sides. Just shows how much it meant to both clubs.
Nick, I watched Colin Caton during the game because we got the screens in front of us. The emotions he went through. When you come to the semi-final, most probably as a favourite, it's most probably worse. You know, and if you're losing as a favourite manager with about 10 or 20 minutes to go, you're under severe pressure. His team, they did well. His substitution counted. Lee Hunt was magnificent. He was aggressive. You know, Hunt, he's horrible to play against. He's a great player in your own team. And he changed the game.
Hayes as well coming in.
Yeah, great pace. I think it was a good tactical decision by Caton, And can we just say, we feel for the other lad, Ewan Williams.
Yeah.
He's got a contract with his club. He obviously loves him. He was in tears. We just left him. No, Nick, we couldn't interview him because he's on a ban at the moment. But, hey, head up Ewan, if you're listening, and head up Carnarvon. Lit the tournament up. Thanks for what you've done for the Welsh Cup this season, and look forward to next year,
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And obviously waiting for Bala in the final, TNS, who beat Connors Quay this afternoon.
Oh, put the suits back. Put the suits back. We got TNS in the final. Oh, my God. I mean, Colin, I think it's 23 games in a row now that they haven't beat them. But the big mark tonight was €200,000, Nick. Worth of, money for Bala. They've qualified for Europe this evening. Because the third place slot, if they don't win the cup, no, I don't know whether that's bypassed people, but they're in Europe tonight.
Absolutely.
You just hear their fans leaving the ground singing, "We're all on a European tour." It's massive at this level of football, right? And that's they can go and enjoy the final.
Absolutely.
They can
go
and enjoy the final, and they might play with a bit of openness and have a go, but.
Did you have one eye this afternoon on what was going on at Nampoth between TNS and Connors Quay?
Yeah, I think it was a bit close one. 1-0 right up to the last minute. I mean, Andy Morrison will be disappointed, but he's had a great season. You know, everybody knows when you play TNS in a semi or the final, you got to climb Everest. He's beaten them three times in a season. Unfortunately for him, he won today. But, he wants to get his team now, make sure they finish third, and that should guarantee Europe now. But I just think that. He mustn't be too disappointed. He's been involved in Europe 5 years running, by the way. He was 3 years with Airbus.
Yeah.
2 years now, it looks like, with Gap Connors Quay. So, you've got to take the pluses out sometimes.
I think that takes us nicely on to next week's fixtures, beginning next Friday at Deeside, Connors Quay against TNS. Now, today's result in the Cup aside, I'm just going to remind you that a couple of weeks ago, when they met at Deeside, TNS lost to Connors Quay.
Yeah.
Shock. Are we going to see another one?
Well, they need it. Gap Connors Quay. They need the win at this stage of the season. They got three games to go. 9 points could guarantee, could get you second place. They'd almost guarantee third at the moment. But like I said earlier on, right, they've beaten them three times in the last year. They've lost today in the Welsh Cup semi-final. So you just have to readdress the situation this week. and I'm sure they'll give him another great game next Friday evening. You know, they're all good games at the moment, this stage of the season. When
They're all big games. They're all cup finals. You've got three fixtures left.
Yeah, there's no dead rubbers
anymore. To do your business.
You know, all the boys who run the league, we give them a bit of stick sometimes. I've said a few times I'd like the league to go back to 16. But they could come back to us and say, there's no dead rubbers anymore. So it's really, really decent, you know. And Jeff, that's the first game before we talk about any of the others, you know. TNS have won the title, but it's a massive game for Andy Morrison and Gap Connors Key. So,
absolutely.
Great game.
And on to Saturday, we're going to start again with one of the teams who are in the final. Bala take on Carmarthen Town. Carmarthen are actually coming into the game on the back of three losses. And, I mean, when you think that they won those first two games of the split against no one less than TNS and Connors Key, maybe a bit surprising that they've lost four and drawn one of the last five.
Yeah, well, with three games to go now as well, A's will want to get... start to get results again now, because he needs momentum. Everybody needs momentum now for the playoffs, and he still wants a home draw, because Cardiff Met, I think, could still overtake Carmarthen. So in Caton's changing room, it's a must that they win, because they want to guarantee, even though they're in Europe, I suppose they still want to, you know, they want to come second. They definitely want to come second. Hazelwood, and Carmarthen, they need to get back on track, and they need to get a result from somewhere, because they don't want Cardiff Met to overtake them, which might cost them a home berth in the playoffs. So, yet again, an absolutely, you know, gigantic game between, you know, two very, very decent teams. The top six this year, I think, is it took the lid off, Nick. Since the 12 have started, the top six this year has been ferocious. Every team have had to compete at a massive level to get a result. And Hayes will tell you that. He's been in the most probably longer than anybody
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
And he knows how tough it is. When the first two games went and he beat Cap Connors Key and TNS, he's been around long enough to know it's really, really hard to get a win at any level in this league now.
I'm going to ask you about Newtown. Newtown against Kevin Druids on Saturday afternoon. And I'm going to just take you back to earlier on in the season, OK? Now,
I've given Joan plenty of stick for this throughout the season.
But to be fair, I think we were two games in and you said to me, I fancy Newtown to do really well and come out towards the top this season. Something went wrong with that prediction, didn't it?
Early on.
But to be fair, since the split, they have just gone from strength to strength.
I just think it's when you look at their squad, Nick, that's why I said it, right? When you look at their squad from about 1 to 17, and they've been together for a couple of years now, and they're all good Daffabet Welsh Premier League players, the fullbacks, the centre backs, Sutton, Craig Williams. You know the front three. You got Oswell. You got Neil Mitchell.
Kenton just come in great, now as well. Great
all
signing.
Good players. They got a good manager, and it's the first hiccup this young Chris Hughes has had, and he had to deal with it. Every manager has to deal with
it. How close was it for Chris Hughes back then? Do you think?
I think it may have been close. Mm. I might be wrong. It may have been close, but I, like I said before, I take my hat off to the directors and the board. A lot of people.
Absolutely.
A lot of people just. You know,
and it's something that we see too often in football, managers only getting, and I mean this at every level, managers only getting a short period at the helm, and if they're not getting the results almost instantly, that's it, you're gone.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and Hughes, don't forget mine, we watched Bala today qualify for Europe again. It was at the start of this season we were all seeing all his calling on dodgy ground, But his manager over his chairman over the years has given Colin a bit of backing, and Colin's produced success for him. So they got a good partnership. And I hope the same thing happens for Hughesy at Newtown. If you keep changing your manager every 4 or 5 months, Nick, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, I mean, it goes to show how it pays to stick with him, because the way that he's turned things around since the split, and I've noticed that he plays it down very much.
Yeah.
I've heard him say time and time again that provided Newtown don't finish in the bottom two spots, that's their target this season, and he's a happy man. Surely they have to be seventh favourites now, don't they?
Yeah, you're too right, Nick. I'm not having this anyway. If you're all listening, all you miserable managers out there, there used to be happy managers in this league at one stage. We used to crack a joke.
Did you know one? We used to crack a joke or two, right?
Come on, lads, let's have it, right? Newtown are going to finish seventh, and they're going to compete in the playoff for Europe. Right, and Hughesy, come and enjoy it, son, and give us a smile.
Absolutely. Jason Oswell as well. Let's just have a mention for him, because he was player of the month, and rightly so. I think 18 goals now in the league. He's got to be up there, favourite for the Golden Boot, hasn't he?
Excellent. He's been excellent. He stood up. He's really stood up. When they needed somebody, that's why, again, like I said to you, when they were in trouble, that shining light for him was Oswell. And if your centre-forward, I've said it so many times, if your centre-forward gets you 20 in it, you're not going down. You are not going down. It's impossible sometimes. If your centre-forward gets you 20 in this league, you're not going down, because that's half your goals. And Oswell's gone and done it. Great. Superb.
Do you think other managers will have an eye on him?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They'll be having an eye on him from other leagues as well. I think he's only 23. Heads the ball well, holds the ball up well.
And, experience as well, because he's played great in so many different leagues.
Absolutely. And the goal he scored the other week for the 2-2 draw live on Sky.
Against London, no.
Just reminded me of, going back, crazy comparisons, but he struck the ball at Teddy Sheringham, just opened his body up and bent it into the top corner, first touch, he just had confidence oozing out of him. He's playing well at the moment, you know. Could he be one of the favourites for the favourite for Golden Boot? Could he be favourite for Player of the Season?
Yeah, we'll absolutely. See. I think he's won Young Player of the Season previously, a couple of years back, if I remember right. But we should probably just mention Jack Perry as well, because he's come in for Dave Jones and he's done a fine job.
Oh, brilliant. When they gave the first goal against Llandudno, I thought young Jack could have saved it. Danny Hughes' shot, it went the wrong way in the wind. But he looked confident after that. His kicking was good, his handling was good, he was even talking to the players behind him. So hey, young Jack, you're doing brilliant, and you take your chance in football if it comes along, and it looks like he's taking his chance.
Before we move on, we should just mention Kevin Druids as well. I mean, they've had 3 0-0s in the last 4 games.
Well, I mean, they need points. They're down the bottom of the table.
Not conceding, but not scoring either.
No, but they were the one team I thought. There was 3 teams I thought that if they finished 10th, they've done a magnificent job. And Kevin Druids and Huey Griffiths were one of them. And I take my hat off to Huey, Niall, even young Tomo now at Airbus. They weren't in the mix at the beginning of the season. But there was 3 teams, I think, especially Rill and Kevin Druids, if they could have finished above relegation, their managers had to perform to a very, very decent level of managing, and Huey's performed well with the Druids, and I think 1 win will see him out.
Yeah, not easy at the bottom, absolutely not easy.
There.
And the bottom two go head to head next Saturday as well. She'll be Airbus 2-0 at Airbus, but they haven't won a game since. Where, on the other hand, Airbus may have possibly surprised one or two people lately. They've had 2 draws and a win in the last 3, and they've actually, if you actually look, they've lost 1 less game than Trail since the split.
Well, there you are. It's just a little bit of momentum. Is it momentum too late for Airbus? Or have Real got big games in them? Real have had big games in them all season. They've just been inconsistent, but they got 3 games to go now. I think Real, 4-6 points could most probably save them. So it's just do or die at this stage of the season. Do or die at this stage of the season. Real are on 26. 6 points, I think, could save them.
I mean, this one isn't just a big game for these two clubs, possibly bigger for Real than it is for Airbus at this point, I don't know, arguably. But this is a big game for Aberystwyth as well.
Nick, unbelievable. I never thought Aber would be in this situation, but they are, and they've got exactly the same problem. They've got to get, I'd say Aber need, they'd 6 would be gigantic. 4 might do Aber, but they're all do or die games, and anything can happen. 1 split decision now, you could have an early red. At this stage, with 3 games to go, these 3 clubs, 1 red, 1 silly red, 1 missed penalty.
It's all about keeping your head.
Honest to God, when you're at the top, it's tough, right? When you're at the bottom, it's a lot tougher.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got to keep, you've got to keep everybody's head in gear and doing as you're told, and then you need a hero.
Sunday, Cardiff met against Bangor, and I mean, we can come to matters on the pitch in a second, but it's been an eventful week off the pitch for Bangor City.
Yeah, it's a very eventful. I think, is it the 3rd manager now? Is Gary Taylor Fletcher? I think
he's going to be leading the way.
Right, Gary Taylor Fletcher leading the way. Yeah.
What do you make of the situation?
I don't know what you know, it's obviously whoever's in charge of the club, it's up to whoever's in charge of the club. There's been some strange things, you know. I was involved in one in my time. Carmarthen, when I finished, sometimes you're not very happy. But what I will say is, I think Andy Legg, Annie and Dawes, can walk away with their head held high. They did a good job, and to be fair to Bangor, I think they did say, you know, they're not like severe sackings in a way that they haven't really produced. There's been other reasons. So in football in terms, Legg, Annie and Dawes did good jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. 6 losses and 1 draw in 7 games for Cardiff Mets. Llandudno against Aberystwyth, that's our live game on Sgorio next week. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, great game again. Llandudno, have they given up 7th spot? I doubt whether they have, because there's still 3 games to go. There's no reason to. So Morgs will still believe that he can get the 7th spot and catch Newtown. And Aberystwyth, whew, talk about pressure. I mean, they travel there needing to get something. Definitely needing to get something, because as I said, Nick, every game down that bottom now, they're not cup finals, they're
changes
major cup finals.
In the dressing room there as well recently. What does that do at this point in the season?
I couldn't, I listen, Nick, I've never been a committee man, right? I've never been on a board, so I can't say things about people who's making the decisions because I haven't been in there. But I just thought it was the wrong time, I'm being brutally honest.
Are you worried if you're an ABBA fan at this point?
Oh, you're definitely worried. You're definitely worried. If you're a Kevin Druids fan, if you're in that bottom four, I think Llandudno and Newtown would have escaped it by the look of it, definitely. Druids are just one, most probably another win. So the bottom four clubs, you're not sleeping well until you cross that line.
And Llandudno and have had so many draws this season, so they'd like 3 points on Sunday, surely.
Absolutely, definitely. You know, Llandudno have been a great addition to this league in the 2 seasons they've been in it. And he definitely won't want to finish lower than they are at the moment, and he still wants to try and get 7th spot. So if they were to get in the playoffs, it's a good season for Alan Morgan and Llandudno.
Well, Jonah, as ever, I will look forward to your company there next Sunday. Join us if you can. That's at 4 o'clock on S4C with kickoff at 4:15. But that's it from us on the podcast for this week. Mr. Webb is back next week. Until then, we'll say goodbye for now.
All the best. Thank you very much, Nick.
Diolch yn fawr.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.